Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JPMorgan Chase & Company.
And I'm Jake Sherman. House and Senate Republicans head to the Greenbrier in West Virginia next week for their annual retreat. Here's who will speak: President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. It's nice when you control all three branches of government. This lineup certainly beats the motivational speakers Republicans heard from in the past. Important reminder, State of the Union is next Tuesday night. The Republican retreat is Wednesday through Friday, 14 days until the government shuts down.
Aaron Lorenzo has a scoop on Trump picking Charles Rettig as the next IRS commissioner. Lorenzo reports that Rettig, who is considered a tax controversy specialist, would come on board, if confirmed by the Senate, at one of the agency's most challenging times as it implements a sweeping new tax law with limited resources and faces a possible restructuring by Congress. Back in Congress, the blame game continues on the Democratic side over the shutdown. Our colleagues Sugman Kim and Burgess Everett also detail how immigration talks have quickly hit a wall. While our colleague Nancy Cook has a big picture look at Trump's cabinet, how they are free to shape their own agenda, and how that's gelling, giving his cabinet secretaries and agency chiefs almost total freedom to do what they want.
The Washington Post is reporting that Trump met with acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe in May in a get-to-know-you meeting where the president asked McCabe who he voted for. He also expressed anger over McCabe's wife, who's a Democrat who ran for Virginia State Senate in 2015 and received political contributions from a PAC controlled by a close friend of Hillary Clinton's. The Post is also reporting that Mueller is looking to question the president about the departures of Michael Flynn and Jim Comey. CNN is reporting that there are new signs Rick Gates may be negotiating with the special prosecutor's team.
Our colleague Josh Meyer is reporting that the CIA director Mike Pompeo said yesterday that North Korea could set off a global nuclear arms race. On the 2018 front, the New York Times has the scoop that Senator Joe Manchin has finally officially said he will run for re-election. And be sure to listen to my latest Women Rule podcast with Stephanie Shriok of Emily's List. We talk in depth about the midterms, how she hopes Emily's List is seeding the next generation of women candidates, and how she left a mining town in Montana to become one of the biggest power brokers in Washington.
The Philadelphia Inquirer had an interview with Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Pat Meehan, who said he saw his younger aide as a soulmate but denied sexual harassment. He paid her a secret settlement. Minnesota Public Radio has broken its silence about Garrison Keillor, saying he sexually harassed dozens of women.
It's official. Trump has invited French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House for the first state visit of his administration, CBS is reporting. And today, the president will hold a credentialing ceremony for newly appointed ambassadors to Washington, D.C. He will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence, who's back from his trip in the Middle East, and then participate in a working session with mayors. This evening, Trump will fly to Zurich, Switzerland, on his way to Davos. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.